Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen bedauert.
Frequency. And thank you all for tuning in. Join Dan Garrett, a cop who understands that to fight the criminals of his city, sometimes he needs to leave his badge behind and wear the suit of the Blue Beetle instead. Today's episode, the 1940 series, The Blue Beetle, created by Charles Wotowski. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out volumes 1, 2, and 3 in the archives. And if you like pulp heroes, check out The Shadow, Green Hornet, also in the archives. Because of my love of comics, I am a big fan of pulp heroes, so I highly recommend all those series. In fact, those characters or why I got into OTR in the first place. If you also like pulp heroes, be sure to let me know in the comments through Spotify, through my email, or social media. All those links and more can be found in the descriptions below. And while you're at it, it would be great if you could follow, review, and rate the podcast. That is a free, great way to help out the show. And speaking of which, please enjoy.
The Blue Beetle. Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash gangland comes the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel. Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled The Whale of Pirate's Folly. As our story opens today, Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, is in Dr. Fran's little apothecary shop for an early morning call on his way to report at police headquarters. He is just about to leave.
Well, Doc, I'll be getting along.
Sammy, I see you are in your civilian clothes.
Yes. Left my uniform over at Sammy's place to be prepped.
Anything special doing at headquarters?
No, just routine duty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Could I interest you in some very fine perfumes?
Imported, they are. Whom do you represent?
For myself, I'm selling them.
I buy perfumes only from recognized jobbers.
Yeah, and pay double the price.
All imported perfumes carry import duty, which adds to the cost, of course.
Not my perfumes, mister. Duty is for Saps to pay.
Where do you get your perfumes?
Well, that's a secret, mister.
Maybe for your girl you'd like a bottle, huh?
What scents have you?
All the famous names, mister. Midnight Rose, Love's Ambrosia, Passion Flower, Tears of Innocence. I got them all.
Let me smell them.
Sure, mister. Here.
Sweet, ain't they?
Yes. It seems to be the real thing, all right. What do you charge for Midnight Rose?
$2 an ounce. But, of course, if you buy in large quantities, it's cheaper.
Oh, then you have a large source of supply?
Oh, sure. All you want, mister.
Then it's smuggled into the country.
Shh, Mr. Hay. The cops might hear you. Of course it's smuggled in from the West Indies.
Why don't you buy an ounce, Doc, and make a test?
What?
Yes. If I found it the real thing, I might be interested in doing a little business with you.
Sure, Doc. Here, I'll give it to you out of this big bottle, just to prove everything's on the up and up.
Yes, of course. We want everything on the up and up, as you say. Here, pour it into this.
Okay. There you are, Doc.
And here's your money. That completes the transaction.
Thanks, Doc. Well, how about you, mister? You must have a million sweethearts, a handsome fellow like you.
Thanks, but I can't buy any today. Some other time I may run across you.
Okay. Thanks again, Doc. I'll be in to see you later. Remember, I can get you any brand you want. No duty, understand?
Yes, I understand. Perfectly.
And if you want the imported liquor or wines, I can get them for you, too, at reasonable prices.
Quick, Doc. Phone headquarters and I'll be down later. Tell them I'm on the trail of a smuggling racket. I want to keep my eye on that peddler. His perfume smells swell, but his racket doesn't.
Now look, Van Schmidt. You imported perfumes from Holland. But now you can get shipments through, right?
Yeah, that is right.
So, in order to make yourself some money, you're going to handle the goods we smuggle in from the West Indies.
Oh, but that is dangerous.
None of it's handled right. Now, look, you have a large supply of perfume and liquor on hand, on which you pay duty, right?
Yeah, that's right. Too much.
Okay. Now, here's the way we handle this business. I'll set up a lot of small sales agencies to market the stuff to small peddlers.
Yeah.
You'll go on selling to your regular customers in the regular way at regular prices, including the duty you've paid legitimately.
Oh, but how can I...
Wait a minute till I get through. Now, every so often, the government will check on the amount you've sold.
Yeah, they do that.
Okay. But what they won't know is how much smuggled goods we ship into your warehouse and how much my sales organization takes out of your warehouse.
Yeah, but suppose maybe they catch one of your boats bringing in a load to my dock from...
No, they won't. We don't land our stuff in the regular way.
But where and how?
That's my secret, Hans.
But why not ship direct to your sales organization?
It might be traced back to the real source. This way, only you and I will know how much of the smuggled goods go through your warehouse.
But what do I get for the risk and the use of my name?
A cut on every bottle, every ounce that's sold. And that'll be plenty at our prices.
Okay. When do we start?
I've got a load hidden up the coast a piece. I'll bring some down tonight.
Very good. One minute, sir.
Yeah.
Come in.
Mr. Van Schmidt?
That's right.
Are you busy?
Well, I...
That's all right. I was just going. I'll see you tonight, Van Schmidt.
That's right. Tonight you call.
Yes, so long.
Now, young man, you wish to speak with me?
Yes, I was in a store when one of your perfume salesmen came in. He offered me some perfume at a reduced price, but I didn't have the money at the time, so I couldn't buy any from him. But I borrowed some money later, and, well, you see, I have a date with my girl, and I thought...
Well, now, how do you know he was one of my salesmen? Besides, we don't sell retail.
Oh.
What makes you think he was one of my salesmen?
Well, one of the brands he carried, I understood, was imported exclusively by you.
Well, I am sorry. You will have to buy it from the stores in the regular way. We do not sell retail. Good day, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry too, sir. My mistake. Good day, sir.
blue beetle chain armor and mask, where is the blue beetle headed for tonight?
The warehouse of Hans Van Schmidt.
You got a clue to the smuggler?
I think so. There was a man talking with Van Schmidt as I entered his office today. He said something about seeing Van Schmidt tonight.
Do you think he is one of the smugglers?
I don't know. But I want to be there when he visits Van Schmidt.
I always thought Van Schmidt was an honest Dutch importer. I buy perfumes from him frequently.
Well, I'm convinced he's mixed up in this somehow. And tonight I hope to solve the mystery.
Oh, by the way, here's an interesting item in the newspaper. It's sort of a mystery, too.
And what is it?
This item here, see.
Large whale sighted off Sandy Beach Light. Several fishermen reported seeing a large fish, probably a whale, just at dusk today as they were hauling in their nets. According to their story, the whale seemed to be feeding on garbage thrown overboard from the Southern Star, which was entering a port from its West Indies cruise. Now, that's queer.
What's queer about it?
Whales don't eat garbage or refuse.
That's true.
I've got a hunch that wasn't a whale.
Then what was it?
That's a question the Blue Beetle will answer after tonight. I think the answer to our smuggling question may be in the stomach of that whale.
You, Ringlin?
Yes. I got Frenchie and the Viper with me. Open up.
Very good.
I got the stuff here. Okay, Frenchie. You and the Viper unload.
Okay.
Sir, boss.
Look out for that loading net over the door. It's heavy. It'll knock you cold if it falls on you.
All right, boss.
You know why I fixed that up there?
Sure, boss. If somebody comes in, we cut the rope and the net falls on him.
That's right. Keep your eyes peeled.
Sure, boss. We got you.
Where do you want this load put, Van Schmidt?
Put it back up those cases there. We sell this stuff in front first.
Okay. Put those cases and glass bottles back there, boys. Don't break any. That's expensive stuff.
Sure.
Okay, boys. Okay.
Come on, Wagner. We take this belly stuff out.
Right.
Yeah. We'll need more room soon. I've got another shipment coming in tomorrow on a troller.
Well, how was you expecting to bring that in?
I don't expect to. Not on a troller.
Yeah, but you...
I meet her out of sight of land.
But your boat, the Coast Guard may see it going out.
Not this boat. This is something special. The Coast Guard will never get wise to the...
Hey,
that sounds like...
It's the Blue Beetle.
It's the Blue Beetle, and he is going to nip a band of smugglers.
Oh, no, he's not. I'm going to...
No, don't shoot. The police will come.
They'll come anyhow, Hans Van Schmidt. They'll put you in jail with these smugglers here.
No. I am a respectable importer. These men here have tempted me with gold. They are bad men.
Stop squawking, Van Schmidt. You're in this as much as we are. Francie?
Yes, boss, I know.
Don't move, any of you, or I'll burn you with my magic ray.
All right, Blue Beetle. How much money to keep your mouth shut?
Not a cent. You can't buy the Blue Beetle. As long as there's a crook at liberty, the Blue Beetle will...
Good work, Frenchie. Knocked in cold, all right.
Is he dead?
No, not yet.
What are you going to do with him?
Keep your eyes open and you'll see. Hey, Frenchie.
Yes.
Open that door there on the water side.
Okay, boss.
All right, Viper. You and Frenchie, give me a hand here.
Here.
We'll drag Mr. Blue Beetle over to the edge and drop him in.
Yeah, but that will be murder.
No. Just exterminating a pest. The Blue Beetle. All right, boys. Over he goes. Now, Mr. Blue Beetle, get out of that if you can.
What a terrible fate for the Blue Beetle. Will he be able to extricate himself from the net before he drowns? Or will the Blue Beetle's crusade against crime end here? These questions will be answered in the next transcribed episode of The Blue Beetle.
Thank you.
Beetle is a copyrighted Fox feature, appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
Character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is the second part of a story entitled The Whale of Pirate's Folly. In the previous episode, Patrolman Dan Garrett, while engaged in running down a gang of perfume smugglers, uncovers a clue which leads him to the waterfront warehouse of a Mr. Hans Van Smith for perfume. Also during the episode, he reads in the newspaper that what appeared to be a large whale has been sighted off the coast. The Blue Beetle is convinced that there is some connection between the smugglers and the whale. In an effort to apprehend some of the smugglers, Dan Garrett, as the Blue Beetle, pays a midnight visit to the warehouse of Van Schmidt, where he encounters the head of the smugglers, a man named Rankin, and two thugs named Frenchy and the Viper. As the episode ended, the Blue Beetle was trapped in a net and tossed overboard. As our story opens today, we find the Blue Beetle sticking his head above water for a breath of air.
Ah, that air feels good in my lungs. I don't relish the taste of that water. Lucky one end of this net caught on a spike. Now to burn my way out of this net with my magic ray. And now the Blue Beetle will fly again.
I can't understand, Doc, why Danny hasn't been in. He usually drops in here at night, don't he?
Yes, but he said something about having a date tonight.
Oh, don't tell me he's got a girl, Doc.
Well, he's old enough to have one.
He is at that. But somehow, Danny ain't much for the ladies. Now, when I was his age,
Excuse me, Madigan. There's someone out front in there.
Well, well, well. If it ain't the Blue Beetle himself.
Well, yes, it does seem to be.
I'm looking for Dan Garrett.
Now, ain't that something? Well, Mr. Blue Beetle, if you'll come down to police headquarters with me, I'll...
Thanks, Madigan, but I'm busy. Some other time.
Yeah, come on now, and no fooling. It's the law that's speaking.
Put away your gun and handcuffs, Madigan. I've got important news for Garrett. There's a chance for him to catch some smugglers.
Smugglers, is it? And why won't I do?
Can you fly a plane?
Well, I've flown him some, but Danny's better. He's an expert.
All right, then. When you see him, tell him to be cruising around in a plane offshore tomorrow at dusk. Tell him the Blue Beetle says to be on the lookout for a strange trawler off the coast. And also to keep his eyes open for a whale.
Gave Madigan the surprise of his life last night, Daddy, when you appeared as the Blue Beetle.
Yes, didn't I?
That was fast thinking on your part, saying you were looking for Dan Garrett.
Poor Madigan. He'd love to arrest the Blue Beetle and take him into headquarters.
Yes, he would.
But he's an honest officer of the law, and he's brave.
Hey, hello there, Danny.
Speak of the devil, and he's sure to appear.
Hello, Doc.
Hello, Officer Madigan.
Say, Danny,
Who do you think I was talking to last night?
Some of your departed ancestors, I suppose. Were they complaining of the heat?
Ah, it's full of wisecracks you are this day. Well, they wasn't talking to me, dear departed ancestors, and it ain't hot where they're sleeping. Lord rest their souls.
And with whom were you talking, Mike?
With the Blue Peters.
Oh, you're chumming around with him, are you?
Ah, don't be silly. I'd have pinched him if he hadn't given me a hot tip on a bunch of crooks.
Ah, what did he have to say?
Well, you come along with me and I'll tell you.
Where are we going?
We're going for an airplane ride.
And what will we be doing in an airplane?
We're going fishing.
Fishing?
Yes, fishing for whales.
What's that streak in the water down there to the left, Mike?
Well, that must be the whale the Blue Beetle told me about.
He's heading for Dead Man's Bay.
Yeah.
Let's follow him. I have a hunch if we capture that whale, we'll also capture a band of smugglers.
Well, your hunches are usually right, Danny.
Look, he's heading inshore.
He'll run aground in there.
No, I don't think so. Pretty deep in that cove of Pirate Folly.
And what's Pirate's Folly?
The ruins of a castle built years ago by a pirate chief on those cliffs down there.
Well, what do we do now?
You think you can fly this plane back to the field?
Yes, sir.
Well, you take the plane in, Mike, and bring a squad out here.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to bail out with my parachute.
Yes, but you're liable to be killed on them rocks below.
That's a chance I'll have to take, Mike. So long. This is going to be a whale of a job if it turns out the way I think it will.
These ruins would make an excellent hideout for smugglers. Natural caves and stone passages. I'll chance my flashlight. Well, this is a surprise. A mammoth cave with a lake in the center, under the ruins of Pirate's Folly. This is the smuggler's hideout, all right. Here's cases of bottles and large flagons of perfume piled high against the wall. Those must be barrels of oil and gasoline over there. What a place. Water tastes salty. This lake must have an underground outlet of the sea because there are marks of the tide on the beach there. Uh-oh. There's a ripple on the water. It looks as if old Mr. Whale has come to rest. He's coming to the surface. Now, just as I suspected, a small submarine with a searchlight on its nose. That's the whale that follows incoming ships and gobbles up whatever's thrown overboard. A very ingenious device for landing contraband cargo. Ah, they're opening the conning tower now. Here comes the showdown. I'll just unscrew the cap from this barrel of gasoline in case of an emergency.
Run her aground, McGowan. We won't be needing little high tides.
Hey, boy, look! It's the Blue Beetle.
It can't be. The Blue Beetle's dead. We drowned him last night.
That's what you think, Rankin. It'll take more than you and your thugs to drown the Blue Beetle.
Piper, the machine gun.
I wouldn't advise using that, Rankin. There's gasoline and oil in these barrels here. If I should upset one of them, this lake of water would become a lake of fire with one blast of my magic ray.
Ah, you're bluffing, Blue Beetle. You wouldn't dare. You'd be caught soon.
You forget, Rankin. I'm at the only exit left except the underground tunnel to the sea. Your little submarine is grounded now.
It's three against one, Blue Beetle. You can't win.
Think so? Make one false move and see what happens. The police will be here shortly, and you and your gang of smugglers will be on your way to jail.
I'll give it to him. Take the chance, boss.
I don't like cops, and I don't like the Blue Beetle. I'm joking.
You asked for it. Here goes. That will teach you not to doubt the word of the Blue Beetle.
What will we do, boss? The fire is coming out of the boat.
Overall. Close the hatch and make this the first part of the submarine until the fire burns out.
Okay.
But first, toss the Viper overboard. He brought this on us.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't toss me overboard. I've got the gun and I'm going to use it. And from now on, I'm running this racket.
What happened then, Danny?
Well, fortunately, the barrel of gasoline I tipped over and set afire burned itself out on the surface of the water without setting the other barrels afire. But it burned long enough to keep the Viper trapped until Mannigan and the others arrived. They arrested the Viper and confiscated the cargo of the submarine.
What about Rankin and Frenchie?
Dead. Both shot by the Viper.
And Hans Van Smith?
He's in jail.
Well, how did you, as the Blue Beetle, manage to escape Officer Mannigan and the other police officers?
I managed to reach the surface and put my police uniform back on over my Blue Beetle costume before they arrived.
Well, it certainly was a thrilling experience.
Yes, it was, Doc. It's also rather tough on Ben Schmidt. He was a respectable businessman until he got involved with Rankin.
Yes, it is tough. Oh, excuse me, Danny. Hello? Oh, yes, Mannigan. All right, I'll tell him. Goodbye. Danny, Mike Mannigan says the commissioner wants to see you both first thing in the morning.
Ah, that's fine. Maybe you'll have a new assignment for the Blue Beetle.
So the Blue Beetle chalks up another victory in his crusade against crime. The moral of this story is, evil companions can bring honest men to disaster. Choose your friends and companions wisely. What new adventures await the Blue Beetle in his next campaign against the forces of evil? This question will be answered in the next transcribed episode of the Blue Beetle. Copyrighted Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspapers. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health, Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled The Asylum of Dr. Dreher. Who is Dr. Dreher, and what sort of an asylum does he run? Is he a friend of the unfortunate, or is he a schemer against law and order? As our story opens today, Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, is entering the little apothecary shop of his friend and confidant, Dr. Franz, the chemist.
Hello, Doc.
Cash customer.
Oh, hello, Danny.
What new?
There's a young lady waiting for you.
A young lady? Where?
Back in the laboratory.
Oh, what does she want and who is she?
Diana Tilton.
Banker Tilton's foster daughter?
Yes.
What's she doing here?
I don't know, Danny. Hadn't you better go back and talk with her? She seems very much disturbed about something.
All right, I'll talk with her. Good evening, Miss Tilton.
Oh, good evening. You're Patrolman Dan Garrett, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I'm so glad you've come. I've been waiting some time.
What is it you wish to see me about?
Well, my father, my foster father, has disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes.
You're sure he hasn't gone out of town on business?
I'm positive. He doesn't know he left for me.
And going away for a long rest. Don't worry. Linus will take care of everything. Love, Dad. This doesn't look as if your father had been kidnapped or met foul play. It's his handwriting, isn't it?
Yes, I think so, but I'm not certain.
Are there any suspicious circumstances mixed up with the disappearance?
Yes, there are.
What are they?
Well, for one thing, Dad's nephew, Linus Weatherby.
Linus Weatherby?
Yes, do you know him?
Only by reputation.
Quite a playboy.
Yes, so I've heard.
Well, he's Dad's nephew and an officer of Dad's bank. Recently, things haven't been going any too well at the bank, and Dad's been worried. Financially, I mean.
I see. Go on.
Linus insists that Dad is acting strangely, and a month or so ago, he called in a psychiatrist, a Dr. Dreher, to examine Dad.
What was his opinion?
That Dad needed a rest.
Well, your father's note seems to indicate he has taken Dr. Dreher's advice.
Yes, but here's a strange thing. Dad can't read or write without his glasses. He wears them constantly. He'd be lost without them. Today, I found them in his desk drawer.
When did you last see him?
2 nights ago.
Well, I wouldn't worry. He'll probably send for his glasses in a day or so, and you'll learn his whereabouts.
There's one thing more.
What is that?
Since Father's disappearance, Linus has become more insistent that I marry him. He acts like someone who has the whip hand of the situation. Oh, he's becoming unbearable.
Well,
don't you go to the commissioner? He'd probably turn the city upside down to locate your father.
But that's just the point. I don't want to do that. If he is all right, he'd resent such interference. Then if he isn't... Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm so worried and puzzled.
Oh, there, don't cry. I'll do what I can to help you find your dad. You run along home, and I'll phone you in the morning.
Oh, thank you so much. There, that's to show you how much I appreciate your help. Goodbye.
Gosh, I'm glad Madigan didn't see her kiss me. I'd never hear the last of it.
And where is it we're headed for this morning, Danny?
The booby hatch.
The booby hatch, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you reserve a single or a double room?
A single. That'll be big enough for you.
Is that so? And under what name did you register me?
Sherlock Holmes.
And I suppose you're Dr. Watson.
No, Daniel Boone. We're calling upon a Dr. Greer. According to Charlie Storm of the News, runs a private sanitarium for the mentally upset out of Tanglewild.
Oh, you mean he runs an insane asylum?
That's right.
And why are we visiting Dr. Greer?
We'd like to discover if he has a patient there by the name of Tilson.
The banker?
The same.
Oh. Say, does the commissioner know about this?
No, this is a private mission.
Okay, Danny, I'm with you. Let's go.
Morning, officer. Something wrong? One of my attendants said you wish to speak with me.
Dr. Greer.
That's right.
We're not here officially, Dr. Greer. Miss Tilson, who happens to be a friend of mine, asked me to drive out here and ask if her father was here.
Yes, he's here. Would you like to see him?
Yes, if we might.
Very well. If you'll just come with me, I'll let you talk with him. But not very long. He's very nervous and tired, on the verge of a breakdown. You realize, I'm sure, what times like these can mean to a man in his position.
Quite.
And here they are. Two gentlemen to see you, Mr. Tilson.
Come in. Come in. Excuse my not rising. Very tired, you know. Nerve shot.
Well, that's perfectly all right. We just called at the request of your foster daughter. She was worried about you and thought you might be out here.
Oh, dear Diana. Tell her not to worry. I'll be all right in time, I hope. Tell her Linus will take care of everything. He's a good boy. He'll take care of
her. I'll tell her, Mr. Tilson. Just one thing more. Did you write her this note?
Let's see. My glasses are foggy. I see better without them. Yes, I wrote this note. Why?
Oh, she just wondered, that's all. Well, we won't disturb you any longer. I hope you recover your health and strength very quickly, Mr. Tilson. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and thanks for coming. Tell Diana not to visit me until I'm... Oh, my head, oh!
Here,
my
Billy,
head,
quickly, gentlemen. Oh. He's a very sick man.
So it appears. Goodbye and thanks. Come on, Mike.
Well, what do you think, Johnny?
I think it's strange that a man who's supposed to be unable to read or write without his glasses takes them off to read that note. Step on it, Mike. I've got a hunch, and I want to play it quickly.
Hello.
Oh,
hello. You're Sir Lancelot, aren't you?
I'm the Blue Beetle.
Oh, no, you're not. You're Sir Lancelot. I'm King Arthur. I know.
I see. Well, let's pretend I'm Sir Lancelot's brother.
His twin brother.
Yes.
We got twins in here.
Have you?
Yes.
What's their name?
Tilson.
Tilson? Are you sure?
By the Holy Grail, I swear. I've seen him.
Show me, will you?
On one condition, Sir Lancelot.
What's that?
Promise me you'll get me a new round table. They took mine away.
Okay, I promise.
follow me, but don't make a sound. There's black knights on guard, and Merlin the magician is always snooping around.
Who's Merlin?
The wicked magician who runs this place. Calls himself Dr. Dreer, but he can't fool me. Here, this way. Follow me.
I am thy father's spirit, doomed for a certain time to walk the night, and by the day confined to fast and fire.
They will fall upon my beloved friend. And I shall die.
Dickory, Dickory, die. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down.
See, here's one twin. He's the crazy one. They keep him locked up.
Thanks very much, King Arthur.
You're welcome, Sir Lancelot. I'm going now before the black knights come. Don't forget about my round table.
Hey, what's going on outside my door?
Is that you, Mr. Tilson? The real Mr. Tilson?
Of course it's me. Who are you?
The Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle. I thought they'd get you someday. Always doing crazy stunts.
I'm here to save you.
Who sent you?
Never mind that now. Tell me who put you in here.
Oh, that low-down nephew of mine. He and Dr. Dreer. They must have drugged me.
Just a minute now till I try one of my master keys.
To horse, Lancelot, to horse. The black knights are coming. To horse, to horse.
There he is. Come on, Joe.
Harry, come on, stay away. Yes, it's a blue beetle. Come on, you muffs, and get nipped.
Stab him with the rubber hose, Joe.
You'll have to get under my guard first. Let's get that gun out of you, Joe.
Hey, what's the next that room there, Joe?
Sorry, but I'm going the other way.
Here, what's going on here?
The blue beetle. He was talking to
Tilson. Shut up. Put on your gas mask and stand aside till I give him a shot of this tear gas.
They've killed Sir Lancelot. Sir Lancelot's dead.
Put him in the straitjacket. In the morning, we'll give the Blue Beetle a permanent robe without window.
What will happen to the Blue Beetle in the sanitarium of Dr. Dreer? Will he be able to free himself from the straitjacket and save Banker Tilson? These questions will be answered in the next transcribed episode of the Blue Beetle. Copyrighted Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspapers. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
sweeping down upon the underworld at Smash Gangland comes the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's episode of the transcribed Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is the second part of a story entitled The Asylum of Dr. Dreer. In the previous episode, Diana Tilson asked Patrolman Dan Garrett to locate her missing foster father, Banker Tilson. He has disappeared, leaving a note addressed to her saying he was going away for a rest. She is suspicious, however, of the actions of Tilson's nephew, Linus Weatherby, and a Dr. Dreer, a psychiatrist, whom Weatherby brought in to examine the banker. Armed with a description of the banker, Dan Garrett and Mike Manigan visit the private sanitarium of Dr. Dreer. They are permitted to interview a man who fits the description of Banker Tilson. He claims he is on the verge of a nervous breakdown and wishes to remain for a long rest. But a suspicious circumstance makes Dan Garrett decide to return later as the Blue Beetle. He finds the real Tilson and is about to release him from a cell when he is discovered by the guards and Dr. Dreer and overcome by tear gas. As the episode ended, he was strapped in a straitjacket and locked up among the more violent inmates. As today's story opens, Diana Tilson's telephone is ringing.
Hello?
Is that Miss Tilson?
Yes.
Have you seen Dan Garrett?
Who is this?
This is Officer Manigan, Danny's pal.
Oh, no, I haven't seen him.
Oh, that's strange. I ain't either. Not since we got back from Dr. Dreer's insane asylum.
Oh, tell me, did you find my father?
Yes, we did.
Did you show him my note?
Yes, he really said.
Oh, did he have his glasses?
Yes, but he...
Hello? Hello? Oh, hello. Oh, hello, Lana. Yes, I was talking to someone about father.
And what did they tell you?
Well, they've seen him out of Dr. Dreer's sanitarium.
Oh. Diana... Why don't you marry me and let me take care of you? Someday I'll inherit Uncle's money and you'll be rich.
No, Linus. No use. I'll never marry you.
You may change your mind. You're upset now. I think I'll have Dr. Dreer talk with you. Perhaps a little rest at his sanitarium would get your thoughts in the right channel.
Pardon me, sir. Dr. Dreer calling to see you.
Thank you, Edgewood. Show him into the library. I'll be right down.
Very good, sir.
Before I go, I want to warn you, young lady. If you want to save your father's life, you'd better do as I say. Good night, my dear. You say, Dreer, the Blue Beetle was also out there?
Yes. We caught him talking to your uncle, the real Banker Tilson.
That's bad.
No, we'll take care of the Blue Beetle. Don't worry about him.
What about Olson? The actor who's impersonating Tilson.
I'll take care of him also. And by the way, he'd like to have some more money on account. And so would I.
You'll get it. And you'll get it when I get it.
What about the meeting with the mayor's committee tomorrow?
That's all arranged. You have Olson there, made up as my uncle. You'll verify what I tell the committee.
Very well. But I must be getting back to my sanitarium. It's quite late and...
Stay here tonight. Everything's in order out there, isn't it?
I believe so.
Fine. Then we'll go out and burn up the town. After tomorrow, our worries will be over.
Well, what is it now?
It's the Blue Beetle. I'm going to get you out of here.
Good. I'll pay you well if you make it.
The Blue Beetle doesn't work for money.
You belong here, Blue Beetle. You're really crazy. Where are the guards?
In the other wing, drunk apparently. Come on, Mr. Tilson. Follow me.
How did you get out of that cell and straitjacket?
With master keys and a special 2X formula that gives me super strength and vitality.
Yeah, I've locked the guards in their quarters. What a headache they're going to have in the morning. That may be for Dr. Greer.
Well, what are you going to do?
Wait here until we see if Dr. Greer's in his office. Huh. I wonder where Greer is.
He's probably in town with that no-good nephew of mine, painting the town red.
I'm going to take a chance and answer that telephone. I'll disguise my voice.
Hello?
Yeah?
Who? Oh, is that Dr. Greer? Yeah, this is Gus. Yeah, Gus.
Sure, everything's under control.
Yeah, you stay in town tonight. Okay. Who? Oh, a guy impersonating Tilson.
Sure, a little message for him. I mean, I'll tell him to come to town in the morning. The Blue Beetle? Say, Doc, the Blue Beetle and Tilson are just where they ought to be. Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.
Why, you'd make a good actor, Blue Beetle.
Oh, thanks. Come on, let's get out of here. My car's hidden alongside the road about a mile from here. Did you make it, Mr. Tilton?
I never felt better in my life. Come on. When I get back to town, we'll put those scoundrels where they belong.
Here comes Weatherby now.
Oh, where's Tilton?
I don't know. He should be here.
Gentlemen. Has the mayor arrived?
Well, he couldn't make it. Press of official duties.
Oh, I'm sorry. Will you be seated, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Where's your uncle, Mr. Weatherby?
I'll have to ask your indulgence, gentlemen. Uncle Amos is a very sick man. He'll be here in just a moment with his physician, Dr. Greer.
Well, that's too bad. Why, I didn't know he was ill.
In the meantime, we'll get down to business. You gentlemen are a committee appointed by the mayor, I believe, to represent the city in receiving a gift of $1 million from my uncle, to be matched by another million appropriated by the city to build a children's hospital.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Well, gentlemen, it is my sad duty to have to inform you that my uncle is withdrawing his offer.
What's that?
Did we hear you right, young man? You did, gentlemen. My uncle feels that he has too many obligations and too many duties right now. He's on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Therefore, he is turning his affairs over to me to manage.
Well, what about your authorizing this gift?
Oh, gentlemen, I agree with Uncle Amos. I do not feel that his financial condition will allow such a gift to be made at present.
But the city has already appropriated its share. The land has been condemned, and the work of demolishing old tenements has been started.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but the decision is final.
Well, I demand to see Amos Tilson. Until I hear it from his own lips, I will not believe
just
that
just a moment, gentlemen. Here's Uncle Amos now. He will speak for himself. Wheel the chair over here, please.
Gentlemen, what my nephew has just told you is true. I'm turning my affairs over to a younger man to handle. I want to rest and enjoy life. As soon as my nephew converts my real estate holdings and other possessions into cash, we are going away for a long trip. Heaven speed the day. I am very tired.
Dr. Greer, I'm afraid
he's just fainted. If you'll have the maid get some water, I'll give him a hypodermic.
Gentlemen, I know you'll excuse me, but I must be with my uncle.
It's a very pretty scene, but it won't.
Who's that?
It looks like it is Amos Tilson, the real Amos Tilson.
This man is an imposter. I'll call the police.
Imposter, my eye, you young Jaconet. You and that crooked Dr. Dreher thought you could get rid of me and take over my fortune, but your plans didn't work out.
Look there. It's the other Tilson. He's running for the door.
And Dr. Dreher with him. Stop us.
Look there in the doorway.
Who is it?
The Blue Beetle. And I've come to nip three crooks. Stand where you are, Greer, Weatherby, and Olson. Officer Manigan and his assistants will escort you to headquarters. They're on their way here now.
Good work, Blue Beetle. But where's my daughter?
Here I am, Uncle Amos. The Blue Beetle just released me from my room. Her line is locked in.
Well, he'll soon be locked in where even the Blue Beetle can't free him. Gentlemen, tell the mayor my gift to the city still stands.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Don't thank me. Thank the Blue Beetle. If it hadn't been for him, there'd be no children's hospital for your city.
Who is Penny?
how did you like your visit to the booby hatch, as Mannigan calls it?
Oh, that's a terrible place. What will happen to it now that Dr. Dreer is in prison?
Hey, Miss Tilton's going to take it over and make a real sanitarium out of it.
Put a real psychiatrist at the head of it. It's all modern conveniences and more humane personnel.
Ah, that's splendid. What about Weatherby?
He's to be disinherited. Tilton's money will go to his foster daughter, Diana.
Well, Blue Beetle certainly straightened that situation out.
But there's one thing he forgot.
For what?
Yes, a promise he made to King Arthur.
King Arthur? Why, who's King Arthur?
One of the unfortunates at the sanitarium.
Where are you going, Danny?
I'm going to buy King Arthur the new round table I promised him.
And so a little private work of Patrolman Dan Garrett as the Blue Beetle brought happiness to many people as well as justice to a group of dishonest men. The moral of this story is always find time to help the unfortunate. And whenever you make a promise, keep it. What further adventures await the Blue Beetle in his crusade against crime? This question will be answered in the next transcribed episode of the Blue Beetle. Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.